This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
The 2023 National Farm Machinery Show will feature the latest innovations in agriculture and a number of timely seminars to help farmers catch up on the latest trends. Kentucky Venues Communications Director Ian Cox says several major companies choose to launch their products at the show each year.
It brings big organizations that are doing large unveilings to center stage. Similar to big products like an Apple iPhone, we don't hear about it until you hear about it.
Cox adds many of the products launched can be used on the farm the next day.
We know what's going to be shown is something that could be used on the farm the next day. This isn't necessarily CES where they're going to show you a color-changing tractor. They're going to show you something that truly can improve efficiencies on the farm and help you utilize every acre in a thoughtful way.
He adds there are more than two dozen seminars this year.
The Farm Report, it's going to be a live market roundtable presented by Farm Journal Media. We have innovative thinking through a seminar called Talking Driverless Tech. I'm certain that will be a crowd pleaser.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, Can-Do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with five Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
The 2018 Farm Bill is set to expire in September this year and impacts virtually every part of the agriculture sector. If you're attending the National Farm Machinery Show February 16th through the 19th, plan to stop by the Kentucky Corn Growers Association booth at booth number 2317 to talk to national farm leaders and staff experts from Kentucky about the priorities in reauthorizing the Farm Bill. Your input and questions are welcomed during this open house discussion.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Ian Cox says some of the seminars will address topics farmers are already beginning to discuss.
Classic discussions about commodity markets, weather outlook, carbon credits, used equipment, and really just going down the list. It's going to take 3 days for us to get through all this content, and I'm certain a lot of people are going to want to visit.
He adds, don't forget to visit the gift and craft market in the South Wing.
We're going to have over 65 booths there. We've now extended the hours, so the show floor closes at 5, but the gift and craft market will stay open until 6.
Follow Traveling the Bluegrass on Facebook and Twitter and list the podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.